Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. Welcome in to our prayer time on this Thanksgiving morning here on WHCB 91.5, The Blessing. And so, whatever your family is doing today, I hope they're going to be able to get together and have some time together in which you will set aside the first portion of that time, hopefully, and spend an adequate amount of time thanking God for His goodness to you individually and as a family. Many of our families have had a rough year this year. There have been many things that have happened to them, and God has brought you through those things. Be sure to give God thanks for that very thing. And each one of us has been provided for in various ways, and we need to be giving thanks to God for that very thing as well. We're going to read a number of scriptures that contain thanks and thanksgiving unto God, and we'll be talking about them. First, I want to just let you know that WHCB is a non-commercial educational Christian broadcast service. And as such, we depend upon God working through people just like you for the support of WHCB. You can give securely online at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we say thank you for your support of WHCB. Let's go to the book of Psalms. There's so many thanksgiving verses in the book of Psalms. Psalm 75, verse 1, for example. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks, for that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. Psalm 79:13 puts us there as the sheep following the good shepherd. So we thy people and sheep of thy pasture will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. Then there's Psalm 92:1. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Are you singing praises as you give thanks? And we have in Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into his gates, that is God's gates, with thanksgiving, and into his courts, that is God's courts, with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. When we are coming before Almighty God, we should fill the air with thanksgiving. We should fill the very space of hearing with praise. Psalm 105:1, O give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Or Psalm 107:1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then we have several verses in Psalms that mentions the sacrifice of thanksgiving, or sacrifices, plural, of thanksgiving. For example, Psalm 107:22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. How are you at sleeping? You say, not very well, that's why I'm up at 6. Well, okay. Psalm 119:62 says it this way, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee, because of thy righteous judgments. So I'm not going to just stay in my bed, but at midnight I'm going to get up and give thanks. And time again throughout Scripture, and especially in Psalms, we have the phrase, O give thanks unto the Lord, or to the Lord of Lords, or the God of Gods, or the God of Heaven, the Lord of Hosts, for His mercy endures forever, or for He is good and His mercy endures forever. The point is to give thanks. Or in Psalm 147:7, sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving. So not only just say your thanksgiving, but sing your thanksgiving as well. Now, when we come to the book of Jonah, and the book of Jonah is one of my favorite books. I used to preach on it quite a bit when I was on the road preaching in different churches every Sunday. Oftentimes I would go back to Jonah, some portion of Jonah, and preach because I just really enjoyed the book. It's the book in the Old Testament that foretells the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But in Jonah chapter 2, verse 9, it's recorded this way, Jonah in the belly of the great fish, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Now this takes into account several of the thoughts in the verses that we've covered today. Number one, he's going to make a sacrifice of thanksgiving, not with any bulls or goats or sheep or any such thing, but with his voice. He's going to give thanks, and that's going to be a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And he says, I'll take care of the things that I've promised to take care of, because salvation is of the Lord. And so he's sacrificing unto God with the voice of thanksgiving. I'm going to leave our conversation of thanksgiving in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57, where Paul is writing to the church of Corinth, and this is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. He says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Much to be learned there. Quickly, we know that our thanks belongs to God. He's the one that gives us all things. And that our victory is ours, given to us as a gift from Almighty God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we already have the victory because Christ has given it to us. Hallelujah, what a Savior we have. And so on this day of national thanksgiving, make it a day of personal thanksgiving as well, as we give thanks unto the Lord. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your unspeakable gift, the one that we cannot describe, we can't ever put it into words. The thanks that we have for you, for the salvation that has been so freely given to us through Jesus Christ, our Lord, your Son, our Savior. And so we thank you for what you have given to us. We thank you for what you do for us. We thank you for who you are and what you are and how you relate to us. We give you thanks. We thank you for the wonderful blessings that you bestow upon us every day. We thank you for this nation. And even though it's not pure and it has its faults and problems, we thank you for it. And we thank you that you are still in control. You've not lost control, Lord. And we look to you even as we call upon your name in thanksgiving. We also call upon your name in dust and ashes, repenting as a nation. And Lord, repentance starts with me. I don't know what others are going to do, but I abhor myself in dust and ashes before you and ask you to do for this country what needs to be done. Now, Father, I do ask for your continued provision and blessing, and I thank you for that. Ask you to be with families as they gather today and give them great good grace, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.